like if people brought from other traditions like Tibetan or Zen, if they come with a kind of approach from that tradition, how did he react to that? Was it okay in a way, as long as it works, or?
Yes, and that's actually, and of course, Lumpo Samedo is the very first one to talk about that, because he was, he had, before he went to live with Ajahn Chah, he was living in a retreat center / monastery, and was in a Mahasi style monastery that taught that method, which he found didn't really work for him. And what did help him was the books he had read on teachings from Master Su Yun. There's a series of books. I think I can't remember how many. I think two, maybe three, transcripts of a retreat that Master Su Yun gave when he was about 116. But very much emphasizing the Huotō method, which is basically questioning, who am I? So then Ajahn Sumedho, when he went to live with Lumpa Cha, then he asked him about it and said, describe what he had been doing, and Ajahn Chah's only question was, is it helpful? Is it helping you? He said, yeah, we'll go for it. So that, and he was always curious about, like there was a Zen monk who came to stay at Wat Bapong, a Korean Zen, and so that he had questions for him, and he was he was curious. He wasn't trying to push anything onto him, quit messing around with this stupid Zen stuff and do the real practice, the Theravada, and or do Bhutto. So he had a I think quite a broad perspective, the bottom line for Ajahn Chah is basically the bottom line that the Buddha uses. When you do it like this, do wholesome dhammas increase and unwholesome dhammas decrease, or is it the opposite? So that the importance is in that how to increase those qualities. Does it make you more peaceful, more clear, more discerning?